Next, here's a new recruit to the Talking Newspaper, Catherine Brown, reading a monologue by Sharon Boothroyd.
Marion Bright. "We've run out of ground ginger," my partner Jake muttered as he peered through the kitchen cupboard. "We can't make gingerbread people without ginger." We'd planned a baking afternoon on Saturday, today, Jake's day off. He was a 55-year-old optician who owned and ran his own practice here in the rural village of Kipston. I recently moved into Jake's cozy cottage. At the moment, I was in between jobs. Being a Jill of all trades, I could turn my hand to almost anything, but so far, it had been difficult to find a position. Maybe it was my age that had put people off. Like Jake, I was in my mid-50s. Back to the kitchen. We were going to donate the batch of gingerbread people to the local church Christmas fair. "Oh, I'll nip to the shops," I offered. "Right. Well, I'll find the unused Christmas cards from last year while I wait until you return," he said. "That'll be good. I'll only be 10 minutes. As it was December and cold out, I reached for my coat, boots, scarf and gloves, plus my mobile and bag, then set off. The bonus of living in a village was that it was just a short stroll to the grocery store. "Hello, Kate. It's another frosty day." The friendly shopkeeper, Brenda, greeted me warmly. The store inside was nicely decorated in seasonal green, gold, and red. "It is. Have you any ground ginger, please?" "Ground ginger? We searched the shelves, but we couldn't find any. "I'll order some in," she said. I smiled. "That'd be kind of you, Brenda." I bid a cheerful farewell and glanced at my watch. The bus into the next town was due now. If I raced to the bus stop, I might just be able to catch it. Panting, with my pulse racing, I sped along. But I was too late. My heart sank as I saw the bus ahead pull away. I traipsed back to Kipston, found a bench in the square, sat, and took a moment to look around. Christmas time was so merry and bright here. All the shop window displays had fun festive scenes. Brenda had snow-capped hills and tiny children playing in her window. My Jake's optician's window showed Santa and his elves busily wrapping gifts. And the village Christmas tree stood tall and proud with a gold star atop. The sparkly lights were pretty, and the pub, the Red Lion, had just launched its seasonal menus. A poster outside the library caught my eye. It advertised carol singing and, of course, the church Christmas fair. That brought me back to my quest. What if I asked Sarah at the cafe if she had any spare ground ginger? Jake and I had chatted to Sarah, the cafe owner, when we popped in for lunch. Her window display was a group of reindeer in a wood, grazing by Santa's sleigh. When I pushed open the cafe door, the bell jangled and jolly Christmas pop songs were playing on the radio. As I joined the queue, I suddenly felt a bit silly. Wasn't it a bit cheeky to ask Sarah if she had any spare ground ginger? Well, I'd offer to pay. When I reached the counter, my courage failed, so I ordered a cuppa and a homemade mince pie instead. I squeezed into a corner table where a community notice board informed me there was a vacancy at the Red Lion. Temporary bar waiting staff wanted to cover the Christmas period. Could be permanent for right candidate. Call in for details. My spirit soared. The vacancy might have been filled by now, I thought, but I could still try. I wasn't really dressed for a formal job interview, but I'd explained that I'd just seen the flyer in the cafe and was inquiring on the off chance. I munched my pie, gulped my cuppa, and hastened away. On my way, I rang Jake with an update. When I headed into the pub, I was hit by the heady aroma of roast turkey, cranberry sauce, and stuffing. I was asked to fill in an application form. I had a pen and got started, but I could see that the staff were rushed off their feet. I made a quick decision. Look, what if I did an hour's unpaid shift now, as a trial? The manager, Bill, beamed, took my application form and handed me an apron. If you could clear some tables and take out the food orders, that'd be brilliant. At the end of the shift, he turned to me. You've been an absolute godsend, Kate. You've got the job. I smiled. That's terrific news. I'll check your references, but you're Jake's partner, aren't you? He's a good'un. He set me up with these. He jiggled the trendy blue frames of his spectacles. I couldn't see a blasted thing before I got this pair, he went on. My old specs were stuck together with sellotape. As far as I'm concerned, if you're good enough for Jake, then you're good enough for us. I couldn't wait to tell Jake. When I arrived home, another warm scent greeted me. Jake had baked. Well, that was a log job interview, he said with a grin. I did a trial shift. I've got the job. I start tomorrow. Oh, that's great, he hugged me. I found the Christmas cards, but I had some ground ginger after all. It was hidden at the back of the cupboard. So we can celebrate your news by sampling a freshly baked ginger person each with a coffee. My heart warmed. It was going to be a truly fabulous Christmas. The end.